It's time for swap meet. Oh yeah, here we go. Oh, another man's junk is another man's treasure, like a gold tape measure. When you were a kid and your fingers in your nose, today you're a picker. Oh, it could be comic books or silverware. As long as it's old, has no mold, there's value there. It's time for Swap Meet with Justin Kaufman.
And Greg Flam.
Here we are.
That's right. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. It is time for the Swap Meet here Wednesday night. You got some memorabilia. You got some collectibles. You got some junk. Hey, we'll evaluate it. That's right.
That's
tell you what it's
do.
Worth. 312-981-7200. Greg Flam can be found at @DuPagePicker, both on Facebook and Twitter. Good to see you, bud.
Good to be back.
So today, I think, is the official first day of spring.
I know.
I'm not sure. But the point being that the season is getting closer for picking.
It is. Once we get that 60-degree weekend, I think we'll have our first garage sale. So I'm counting down the days, and I think we're about 2 weeks away. So after Easter, you know.
Okay, so we just were talking about the Chicago mural, Keith Haring's mural, mm-hmm. which was awesome. And it reminded me that tonight we also are giving away a free pizza, Lou Malnati's pizza, if for the best Chicago memorabilia brag.
Sure.
What do you got? It doesn't have to be worth the most. It's just whatever I think is the coolest thing. I think we've had some really fun things on this program. It's hard to beat some that were on the last couple of weeks. There was a VHS of Stephen Gary's New Year's special.
Right. And what was the Cubs pen? Was it the first week?
Yeah. There's the, yeah. And then,
and they were early calls too. So hopefully change that up.
All right, so what do we got? What'd you bring in tonight?
Just a couple things, nothing earth-shattering, but I got this really cool statue figurine of Pirates of the Caribbean, which Pirates of the Caribbean stuff is not very, doesn't do the greatest, but this I looked up, and it's like a $150 figurine, so I'm like,
wow.
Okay. So I got that,
big
and it's Sao Fang.
But it's also the kind of toy that you're not supposed to play with.
Right.
What's the point of it?
Just look at it, yeah.
Just look at it.
Right. And then I brought in a really cool House of Blues jacket. You know, it's got, what do they call the leather sleeves? What do they call that? A baseball jacket?
Oh, yeah, bomber jacket kind of thing?
Yeah, kind of, yeah. It's got the leather sleeves with the nice logos on the arm, the front, the back. So it's pretty rare. It's about $250. So that is pretty cool.
All right. 312-981-7200. Last night was the election. So many great, races and everything that was happening. And I felt like I was in the middle of the coverage, and I was like, oh, man. And people would be calling in or talking about stuff. And I'm like, man, in 20 years, are we going to be looking for a J.B. Pritzker pin?
Right. I was just going to say, you scoop up all the pins you can.
Scoop up all the pins you can right now, all the yard signs you can right now. They might be worth something. Yeah, probably 50 years.
Yeah. And if we miss this one, of course, 7 months,
there'll be more, right? All right. Let's start it off. They're lining up already. 312-981-7200. Let's start with Mike. Mike, what do you want to brag about tonight?
I want to brag about Walter Payton.
All right.
And I have the ultimate sports fan, because this is one-on-one. Do you remember Kangaroo Shoes?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. When he was advertising in Kmart, stuff like that.
Right.
For that big, tall stand-up.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Like he's, what's it, what's
cardboard
he?
Stand-up.
Yeah, the cardboard stand-up.
Yeah, what's he promoting?
Right.
The shoe brand, right?
Kangaroos.
Yeah, he always wore the headband, too, for that.
You know that football he was holding in that kangaroo?
Yeah. Okay.
I got the actual football.
Wow.
That was it. The cardboard stand up signed.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, there you go.
Proof. I have photo proof.
Nice.
Oh, great.
I'll have to see
right,
what
we'll
a
paint
signed football.
Yeah, you're kind of breaking up there, so we'll let you go. But Mike's got a signed football or cardboard cutout. That's what I guess I
well,
gather.
There was a cutout,
cutout of the kangaroo.
Right, and in the cutout, I guess they had encased a signed football is what he's saying, and he got the signed football from the display. So I'm trying to find just a Walter Payton.
Oh, that old saw. Okay.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, you know, we all
got
that.
Sorry, I was confused.
It's really common, you know. And, you know, obviously that one is going to have probably a little bit more value than a regular Walter Payton signed football, I'm going to guess. And they look like Peyton signed football is about $400 or so. So maybe start an auction there and see what else you can get.
You know, you cannot like swing a dead cat in this town. without finding some sort of memorabilia signed by Walter Payton.
Yeah,
and I don't mean it. Yeah, but I mean everybody. That is everybody's claim to fame. I mean, I know it. I grew up with it. My buddy had his dad ran a car dealership, mm-hmm. and so he got Walter Payton. He got a book. I mean, everybody was like, "You got Payton. Walter Payton?"
Yeah. And he signed a lot. Ditka signed a lot.
You would think, though, like after time, that just like with the Ron Santo thing, you start signing a lot of stuff that a football signed by Walter wouldn't be as much.
Exactly.
It still is.
The thing with the Bears, though, is you have anything 85 Bears, that adds value to it. So that changes things a little bit.
Not as much as 78 Bears. Nobody's interested in the 78 Bears.
Was that the Jack Pardee era, or what was that?
Hey, Walter had 900 yards. I mean, seriously. No. Yeah. All right, let's go to Charlie. Charlie, what do you want to brag about, Charlie?
I got an original Nintendo, the original Nintendo in a box. It's been opened, but nothing has been taken out of the package.
That's awesome, I love finding those. You can find one open, and that's only maybe $55, but if you have one in the box, I've sold them in the past for like $200, $225 in the box. You got to have all the plastic covers, all the manuals, all that, so to be in that price range.
Nothing's been taken out of the box.
Awesome, you're probably in that range, then, like $180 to $225.
That's not bad at all.
Not bad.
No. I also have a Susan Lucci doll. She's a doll. She's a limited edition in her wedding dress with the confirmation that it was it's a collectible doll.
Whatever soap she was on, is that the idea?
Yes.
Hospital, was she General Hospital? One Life.
Think she's General Hospital. I think she's something else.
I'm sorry, All My Children.
Yep.
All My Children, that's correct, yes.
Sorry, I was about to get...
Oh, it's okay, she's been on there for like, 30, 40 years, I don't know.
Yeah.
And Walter Payton did not sign the wedding dress.
thanks for calling. No, it looks like there are none sold recently in the last 6 months, but people are asking like $125 for that doll, anywhere from $30 to $125, to be honest.
All right.
Okay.
That's all good, right, Charlie. Well, those are good things right there. Yep. Appreciate it.
Thanks for calling.
I should have asked Charlie. Hung up. I should have said, does that come with Duck Hunt? Probably comes with
it
Duck
does,
Hunt.
Yeah, right? It was Mario Brothers and Duck Hunt, usually.
Oh, I love it.
And the question to ask anyone who has the first Nintendo, is it the Gray Zapper or the Orange Zapper? That's the nerd.
Duck Hunt.
Right.
With a dog that would come out there and go, meow, yep. woof, woof. 312-981-7200. All right, we'll take our first break. We'll come back. We got Tom, we got Joe, we got Amy. Got some people who are on the text. We'll get to everybody here and swap meet with Greg Flam, so stay with us. It's the swap meet, 312-981-7200. We got people on the line right now. Greg Flam in studio at DuPage Picker, both on Facebook and Twitter. We're evaluating your collectibles, your memorabilia. If you got good Chicago memorabilia, now's the time to call, because I'm giving away a free pizza.
Yep.
Best brag.
Lou Malnati's.
Best brag.
Bring it.
All right, Tom. You ready? Tom, what do you want to brag about?
I got a old wooden icebox.
Wow. Okay.
So an icebox, when is it? A wooden
icebox? Yeah, the kind the Iceman used to come and put the ice block in to keep your stuff cold.
Wow. Yeah. Those are about 400, it looks like, and up, depending on how large, how ornate the doors might be on it.
It's all tiger oak and stuff.
Okay. Are the doors kind of like oversized from the actual box, or they seem to be the same size as the box?
There's three in the front and then the one in the back.
Okay.
That the Iceman would put the ice in.
Wow. I think, like I said, you're probably in the $225 to $500 range on that.
Okay, very good. Right, thank you.
Yep, thanks for calling.
All right, let's go to Joe. Joe, what do you want to brag about, Joe?
Hey, I got a couple mugs that I absconded with from the Playboy Club in
love
Chicago.
It.
All right.
How you doing, Joe?
Good. Yourself?
Good, man. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah.
Oh, you betcha. Hey, good one is either aluminum or pewter. I think it might be pewter because the familiar bunny head with the ears.
Sure, and it's got a clear bottom, right?
It's engraved. Yeah, it's engraved, so it's recessed.
Yep.
The other one is a charcoal gray, and it's about 8 inches. Oh, that one's about 6 inches, I would estimate. The other one is a charcoal gray, tall one, and the bunny head is actually coming out. Not embossed, but they're reversed. What would you call that?
Oh, wow. Okay. Recessed, I guess?
No, recessed is engraved, embedded. Concave, convex.
Okay.
That's coming out at you. 3D.
Yeah, I'm not familiar
with
that.
Oh, this
one.
Was a quiz? Oh, I thought this was rhetorical.
Yeah, it was a test.
Your Playboy memorabilia.
Now, I might be incriminating myself, but I told you guys this once before. They're stuffed with the original black and white long swizzle sticks.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
Swizzle so it's a testament
hot,
to
right.
how long I've frequented it.
You got a ton of those.
Oddly enough, your swizzle sticks are probably worth more than that silver or pewter mug. You're probably in like the $15 range for the smaller with the clear bottom mug. The other one I never run across. I'm going to say still like 18 to 25. It might be a little bit more than that.
Okay.
And refresh my memory. I think you said the swizzles are $3 or $4 each or something like that?
Yeah, they're usually better bought in lots of, 8 to 12 and probably $20 for a lot of 8 to 12. So.
Okay, so I got about 50, 60 of them, so whatever.
Yeah, the Playboy stuff, yeah. And it will sell fast, too. That stuff goes.
Comprende.
There awesome. You go. Thanks
thank
for calling,
you.
Joe. Good
thanks,
talk.
Thanks, Joe.
Adios.
All right. I love when Joe calls in, right?
Yeah, he's to the point.
It's awesome. You get to the point where you get these download swap meet regulars
mm-hmm.
who will call in, and Joe always thinks and is very what I love about him is that he takes the time to explain what he has, and he
exactly.
really gives us the details. So I love mm-hmm. it. Thanks, Joe. Amy, what do you want to brag about, Amy?
Well, I have a side saddle.
What?
Mm. Yes, it belonged to my parents, and I'm guessing it's from maybe the late 1940s, and I just wouldn't know how much it's worth.
Wow, that's
all right. Can I ask a question?
Sure.
A side saddle. I automatically had a reaction to it to go, what? That's amazing. What is it?
Well, a lady wouldn't sit on a horse with her legs on either side of the horse.
Right.
She'd have both her legs on the same side of the horse. Mm-hmm.
That is so cool. You have one of these. All right.
Yeah, they're all over the place. Some as high as $1,200. I'm trying to get an actual sold. Yeah, one sold for $1,600 recently.
What?
So, yeah. So,
wow.
Yeah, so you might have something there.
$1,600 to ride a horse with the legs on the same side.
That's correct.
Yep, nailed it. All right. Well, that's awesome. Thanks,
that
Amy.
Good.
That's a good one, too. I like that. You're a front runner right now. I appreciate it.
Thanks oh, that's calling. Wonderful. Oh,
you might get a pizza out of this. So that's interesting. Side saddle. Right? Let's keep going. Mike, what do you want to brag about, bud?
Well, I got a Wilson basketball.
Mm-hmm.
But it was signed by a certain Chicago Bear.
Let me guess.
His name is Walter Payton.
Walter Payton,
and
of course.
He used to play basketball for the Good News Bears.
Okay.
So great. Right. What was that like?
1984.
So they would, Good News Bears, they go play like charity games and stuff like
they
that?
Would charity games at high schools and mm-hmm. play against fire departments.
Yeah.
Police okay. departments and college guys and
I love
whoever,
it.
Whoever, you know, and I have photographs.
Yeah.
But it's a Wilson basketball.
Oh, signed by. So now it's now
Walter
we're just.
Payton, they put us 34.
Yeah, it's signed.
Right on there. Yeah, it's all signed. I have photos of him in the basketball uniform.
Nice.
The Good Bears uniform.
Yeah, that, I mean, I would think that might be worth a little bit more than a signed football because it's not as common. Yeah, and I
very
can't
unusual.
Find any. Yeah, so I
very
think you, if you do an auction, you know, start at, say, $300 and see, go from there if you do sell it.
Thanks, Mike.
Thank you.
Thanks.
I know that, and this is a memory I've not brought up on this show, but when I went to McHenry High School, okay, I did the morning announcements. It was a real trendsetter. I was a groundbreaker.
Did you do like the
Greg.
Good morning?
I was
substitute
doing characters.
Vietnam for
I was
your
like
school
listening
name.
To the loop and trying to do ripping off Kevin Matthews as
go.
A 16-year-old. But because of that, the charity Bears, whatever that, like you said, the Good News Bears, they were coming through to play the hospital or whatever it was,
okay.
And I got to be the announcer at the game.
Very cool.
And it meant I just needed to read some stuff and I needed to, but I took carte blanche and I just started doing bits. And they kept going up and down the court, right? Instead of just saying, basket for Glenn Kozlowski. You know, I would be like, oh, look at that move. Yep. Like, I turned into, instead of the PA announcer, I became the call play-by-play because nobody
Stacey
stopped
King
me.
Of-
yeah. Yeah, exactly. Stacey King stole all his bits from me.
Right.
So the what happened, though, the game was going on, and I was making fun of the Bears team, and Kozlowski came over, and he rapped the as a bit for, I mean, early on, clown. We were clowning, just like Philip Earl Johnson was talking about. He came and he wrapped the cord around my throat like he was going to choke me out.
Nice.
You know, and the crowd all kind of laughed in the gymnasium. But it was like we were like the Harlem Globetrotters.
Very nice.
Yeah, see? I'm doing bits with Bears.
Early on, you know.
In the 80s. So how about that? I never told. Awesome. I completely blanked on that. Yeah, so I didn't even remember that. And then they mentioned that the Good News Bears.
Wow.
Greg, you were in my presence when I told that great story.
I will never forget it. I'll probably remind you of it.
All right, 312-981-7200 is the phone number, 312-981-7200. You can text, you can call. We're going to do the second half of the swap meet coming up here. It's still wide open for the pizza. I know that, I think it was Amy had the side saddle, mm-hmm. but that's not necessarily Chicago memorabilia. I like the concept of the side saddle, but man, oh man, someone can sneak right in the second half and be mm-hmm. like, I've got a Walter Payton tennis ball. Walter, what else did Walter sign? That's the second half of the swap meet. Greg Plant's here. Stay with us.
It's time for swap meet. Oh yeah, here we go. Oh, another man's junk is another man's treasure, like a gold tape measure. When you were a kid and your fingers in your nose, today you're a picker. Oh, it could be comic books or silverware, as long as it's old, has no mold, there's value there. It's time for Swap Meet with Justin Kaufman.
And Greg Flam.
Second half, let's
do
it.
That's right, the second half of the Swap Meet is on. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. If you've got great Chicago collectibles, if you've got great memorabilia, you got junk, hey, call up right now and we'll see if it's worth anything. And the best brag gets a pizza. If you got the best piece of memorabilia, Chicago memorabilia, and there are two texts I want to get to start it off. And then I'll get to the people on the phone. We got a lot of stuff to still get to. All right, we ready for this?
Yep.
All right, so 708 says, I've got a medium-sized super dog windbreaker from the 80s.
That's awesome.
What's it worth?
It's priceless.
I love the question right at the end. What's it worth?
Yeah, you're not going to find anything to compare it to.
Where are you supposed to look?
Yeah, there's nothing really compared that to. So I would just start an auction.
That's a good one, man.
I'd start at 100, though, 150 maybe, and start.
I would go in front of Superdog, and I would just, like, on a nice summer day, and I'd just be like, hey, who wants it? $50 and up, we'll start there. An 80s Superdog medium-sized windbreaker.
The medium kind of brings down the value.
No way.
Yeah.
You want that.
You want XL or large, medium.
You want a snug.
That's true. Maybe they made the mediums bigger back then, back in the day.
I just love it. And I want to know if it's never been worn or if it's really worked in.
Mustard stain. So,
yeah. That's a beauty. All right. And the second one, which is so good. It's so good. Mm-hmm. 630 says, I have a Vanilla Ice t-shirt from a concert in 1991. Not only autographed, but he also wrote Word to Your Mother.
Awesome.
Pretty sure it's priceless. That's what 6301. Sure. That's hilarious. Word to your mother. And what's your name? It's Kyle. Let me just put word to your mother.
Right.
How hilarious.
Without the word to your mother part, they're going for like $50 signed.
Signed, but
yeah,
word to your
word mother might bring it up. Yeah, another
that's
50.
Another 50.
Yeah, easily.
It's priceless.
Yep.
That's my lead. Right there, the medium-sized windbreaker from Superdog in the 80s versus the Vanilla Ice t-shirt.
For what it's worth, my vote goes to Superdog jacket.
Really?
Yeah. That's if I was at an estate sale and I saw those two things, I would grab the Superdog jacket.
But I just love, there's something really great, though. I'm holding out, though. I might, like yep, I said, I might have to bring Esmeralda in a little bit later. But word to your mother. I mean, word to yo mother, M-U-T-H-A.
And you put that in the text.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
That's nice.
All right. 312-981-7200. Brian, what do you want to brag about, Brian?
Yes. How you doing?
Hi.
I'm good. How about you?
Good, good, good. What actually my mom has, and it's on our pole barn, is a ice cream booth from Gady's Ice Cream in South Chicago, Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
And it's when they closed the store, me and a friend of my dad's, we went and got it in his truck, and it's in our pole barn, and we got the table and the backings and the chairs.
Wow.
I don't think we have the cushions, though, but the table, like I said before, was roughly about 24 inches wide and the length of the regular booth.
Well,
and on the table, I can remember it had like a concave, like half circle, but underneath the table, the bubble gum from the people was still sticking
what,
there.
What made you go get raid that to end? Were you just like, this is a good table, Dad, get the truck?
Oh, no, my mom likes vintage junk.
Yeah. No, it
are
will,
you using it? Is it set up in the pole barn? Is it just collecting dust?
And storage.
Yeah, right.
What color is the tabletop? Is it like that turquoise blue or blue?
The tabletop is like a, if I remember right, a white and trippy, like with a gold accent.
Okay,
I
yeah.
Think. But the side panels, the wood panels are like a turquoise orange. I mean,
perfect.
It's just,
yeah, perfect. The mid-century modern trendies will love it. They'll buy it.
What can you get? What do you do with that?
Yeah, you'd have to do, offer up, and you'd have to pretty much like name your price and take a best offer, unless you put it on eBay and do an auction for it and still do local pickup. But no, it will definitely sell. That's for sure. It's just I can't give you a price because there's nothing really to compare that to.
Okay.
But if it's got those colors, those 50s, mid-century modern colors, that will definitely help sell it.
And a lot of guys, I mean, I don't know where you're at. You got a 219 number and you're talking pole barn, so my guess is that you're not in
Indiana somewhere?
I'm
in LaPorte.
Okay, great. LaPorte. I love LaPorte. What I'm saying is you might, a lot of the, I bought a chest from a boutique in Andersonville, right? And it was way too expensive. My wife was like, "Oh, this is great for the TV," and I'm like, "This is not great for the TV." And we can go to the IKEA and get something for $40.
Right.
But I had to pony up on it. But they told me because I was asking. They say they go out to Iowa, to Indiana, to other places, and they kind of do what Greg does. They troll around into different places that for garage sales and whatever, and that's where they find the stuff to bring up to the city
exactly.
And fool dopes like me into paying way too much money for it. Right.
Yeah.
So there might be something there as well if you can get it in a position where you might be able to put it out on in almost like a garage sale type thing.
Could haul it to one of the like inner city flea markets that go on throughout the summer, right? What, Maxwell Street or one of those, you would get good money for that.
There you go.
But you're probably better off just starting an auction on eBay and just do local pickup.
Start first by cleaning it off, because my guess is you got a lot of junk on there.
Yeah, the gum might be a drawback, but the colors are...
I think the gum would be like game used.
Oh, man, I don't know.
I like it. I'm with you, Brian. I like the gum on there.
I think the guys might like the gum, but the
women
might.
I'm talking about all the other stuff you and your dad hauled in there and put on top of it. That's
right.
What I'm saying. Get rid of that stuff.
we got plenty.
Yeah,
we got
exactly.
Plenty.
Thanks,
awesome.
Brian.
Good luck with it.
Thank you. Sure, bye.
All right, there you go. That's a good one. 312-981-7200. Let's go to Kathy. Kathy, what do you got? What do you want to brag about?
Hi. So I've got this T-shirt never worn. So it's a red T-shirt, and it's Chicago Bulls. So it says the NBA's most wins in a season, 70 games won, Chicago Bulls, 416-96, Bulls over Bucks.
That's such an interesting shirt because it's not over yet. The season's not over.
That's weird.
Because if it's a 70th win on April 16th against the Bucks, they won 72 that year.
Was that the record setting?
Or maybe was it the next year they won 72?
No, they won 72. You're right.
But did they win 70 and 96, 72 and 97, 68 and whatever? My point being that it seems like maybe that would be weird, though, if they printed a picture for the third game to the end.
Yeah, I didn't know if what was the record before that? Like how many wins? Was it 69 wins?
69 wins was the record, ended up winning 72.
You're right. They won 72, but the 70th broke the record, so that makes sense why they would make a shirt.
Is there any? I mean, there might be some value in the fact that a T-shirt was printed up for beating the Bucks.
Yeah,
in mid-April, randomly.
Yeah, and oddly enough, I can see it. It's a white T-shirt
she
with
said
a seven. It's red.
It's red.
Same concept. Okay. What do you got?
Anyway, a white one's going for about $35, but yours might be a little bit more.
Yeah. All right.
Well, where would one sell something like that?
eBay for sure. Do an auction because there probably won't be many to compare that to. Yeah. So start an auction and don't do buy it now.
Thanks, Kathy.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you for calling.
312-981-7200. All right, so I'm going to take a break. come back, we will get the last callers in. We got a good one from Gary, and also some other stuff coming in. 630 says, I have a pair of underpants signed by Walter Payton.
Nice.
Here we go. See?
Underoos by Kangaroos, right?
Yeah. Underoos, Kangaroos.
Right.
312-981-7200, and we will also give away that pizza, so stay with us. It's the Swap Meet. Greg Flam is here at DuPage Picker, both on Facebook and Twitter. All right, this is the home stretch. We've got a lot of text, but let me get the callers through. Gary, what do you want to brag about, Gary?
I had two things. I'm going to save the second one for you, Dustin, because you're going to like it. But the first one is I had like a beer tray, you know, the round trays that maybe, you know, waitresses would be serving beer bar. And it's from, I don't know who made it, but it's Indiana University, and it's from 1976, the 1976 NCAA National Champions, Big Ten Champions, 73 through 76, yeah. 37 consecutive Big Ten victories.
Wow. What is that worth?
Cannot find it, but I'm going to guess like $25 to $30 at the most.
Hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
I know.
Hopefully more. Do an auction if you do sell it.
For a team that was that dominant in the Big Ten, they get $30.
It's from 1976, and it is in near mint condition.
Gary, you can argue all night. I do the arguing
for
you. Don't
shoot the messenger.
I'm always like, that's crazy. I agree with you. It should be more than $30. It should be $250.
Right.
That's what I think. But,
all right, thank you.
Okay, what's your other item?
What's the other thing? What do you got?
All right. This is from WGN Radio 720.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Page flyer from 1991. I have it in absolutely mint condition. At the front page says, you're invited to experience the family sports information and community involvement of WGN AM Radio 720, America's most respected radio station. And all eight pages have everybody photos and bios of...
Wow, so it's like a media type.
Yeah, why don't they do that now? I want my photo up in a book that sends to Gary. That's not
say,
cool.
Is he like, right? Did he write this up?
I mean, that's awesome. Sounds
like
I liked it. America's most respected radio station. We got to bring that back.
Yep.
Right?
Yep. Yeah,
I don't know what that's good, Gary.
What
I like that.
That.
I like that a lot.
Cool.
You have just entered into the top three tonight.
Yep.
I don't know if
and
you can
I'm telling,
I don't know if you
can. Still had the Bears at that time, too.
Yeah, right.
And they've got photos of everything. Everybody from the sportscasters to the traffic people around here.
Nice.
Everybody's
got it. Yeah, and now I can't even get my name on the Twitter handle.
Right. Yeah, you're lucky Ro says your name right now, right?
Ro keeps butchering my name. All right, thanks, Gary. Appreciate it, man.
All right, Dustin.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks, man.
Anything else? Is it worth anything?
That's probably not worth anything, but I think it's the best thing that's been throughout the day.
Yeah, it's a good brag. Yeah. I keep that.
Helen, what do you got? What do you want to brag about, Helen?
I have a commemorative coin. It's a Lewis and Clark $1 gold coin. It's in set in a little lapel pin, so it's never been circulated.
Okay, and you're sure it's like authentic? Because we're talking big money if it is.
This was from my husband's grandfather.
Okay, because
whose name is Clark?
Lewis and Clark. No.
Right. I mean, there's not many to compare it to. There is one guy asking $18,000 for one, but that's asking.
He's
again,
asking.
So.
What?
That it just means he's asking. Yeah. Some I can go to that guy and go, give me $30. He'll be like, sold.
Right, and you
he's
can ask $1 million. So
that's a lot of money.
Huh? I thought maybe $1,000.
Yeah, he's obviously he's up there with the asking price. But I would if you think it's legit, have it graded, take it to a coin dealer. Don't let them buy it from you. Let them maybe grade it and make sure you take it home.
Awesome.
Yeah, I know it is legit. It's been passed down through the generations.
Helen,
that's awesome. Thank you for
calling. Definitely got top dollar tonight.
Yeah. Darn it. This is a good week for this stuff.
I'm still going with Super Doug.
All right, so that's what I'm breaking it down. I'm going to have Esmeralda. Esmeralda's at her desk. Maybe we can get her to be the one who's going to choose who's going to win the pizza tonight. Esmeralda, are you there?
I am.
All right. Which do you like better? Who should I give a pizza to? A Lou Malnati's gift certificate. Lou Malnati's is home of Chicago's best deep dish pizza. Find one of their 40-plus Chicagoland locations or order online at loumalnati's.com. Do I give it to 708, who says, I have a medium-sized, that's my favorite part of this, a medium-sized Super Dog windbreaker from the 80s? And then he says, what's it worth? It's low because you're like, oh, I don't know if it's all right. Okay. Versus 630, who says, I have a Vanilla Ice t-shirt from a concert in 1991. He not only autographed it, but he also wrote Word to Yo Mother. Pretty sure it's priceless. That's, so do you like the windbreaker from Superdog or the Vanilla Ice t-shirt with the autograph Word to Yo Mother?
So it's Yo, Y-O?
Yeah, it's Y-O-M-U-T-H-A.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Classic Ice.
Yep.
That is... I like the Vanilla Ice.
Yeah, all right. There you go. It's 630. Greg doesn't like it.
Superdog is great, though.
I know. And I know. But I don't
That's
blame
why I went to you. I needed a judge because I couldn't make this choice. So the winner tonight of the pizza is the Vanilla Ice t-shirt signed Word to Yo Mother from Vanilla Ice.
Nice.
Which might get you an extra $20 on that t-shirt on
top
eBay.
Of it, yep.
Greg Flamm is with us every Wednesday night. Thanks to everyone who called in and texted. There were a lot of texts tonight that we didn't get to. We'll get to it next time he's on. We're on spring break next week, but we'll be back the week that the Sox start up, and we'll be moving to that Thursday night. We're going to find places for Greg. That's how we're going to do it around the White Sox, because we know how much Greg and this segment means to the listeners. So we'll find a weekly place for Greg on the lineup. Good to see you, buddy, and thanks for being here.
Thank you.